What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitcherlist.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is Thursday, March 27th. It is opening day. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. So it is opening day. And if you don't know this already, guys, we are going to be on playback.tv/pitcherlist at 2:45 p.m. and then streaming the entire day. We're going to be able to watch the game. That is not your Statcast. That is not your game day. It is the actual video feed of all the games, and all of our chats is going to be synced and watching it with us. It's Twitch, but for live baseball. Go to playback.tv/pitcherlist. We're doing this the entire season. It's not just today. Anytime baseball is on, we will be playing it at playback. You'll also see a lot of your favorite people from the industry inside these streams throughout the entire season. We've got a slew of guests today, from Enoceris to Justin Mason, Paul Spohr, Casey Bubba, Foolish Baseball, Bailey Freeman will be there, Mark Lumino, Giraffe Neck Mark will be there, so many people, Chris Blessing, Mike Curlin, Joe Bond, Jason Collette. I mean, it's so fun. We're doing this. Frank Stanfill from CBS. You guys got to be there. Just go to playback.tv/pitcherlist. Watch live baseball with the community. Synced up. It's the best. But right now, we got to talk about, what are we doing today with our starting pitchers? Who are we starting? And who are we starting tomorrow? And we actually have a new thing on the site for PL Pro members. I have my table for Saturday's starts. The day after tomorrow, you will see my rankings a day early for those who have PL Pro. It's just a table of it. I'm also going to be putting out a sit and start tool that is going to be a week ahead of those sit and start tiers, and then the rankings will come out inside of this article. Okay, so that is big plans for us with PL Pro members this year. You got to get it. But let's just talk about these streamers today, all right? And first and foremost, if you have Tanner Bibee in your lineup, he has food poisoning. And I heard that he was scratched. I was terrified. I, of course, have been in on Tanner Bibee this preseason. He's okay. He's fine. He's just food poisoning. So I don't know when he starts. It could be tomorrow. It could be in 2 days. I don't know. Whoever the Guardians replace him with, you don't start. You don't start. Okay? All right. So we have this new thing also in our articles where it's PLV projections are doing the team offense rankings. We're going to update this every month or every week or month or so. So it's not even my takes on it. This is literally our projections in their future lineups and how we expect them to perform. The only difference we have of home versus away is at Colorado, at Fenway, and at Cincy, and then also at Seattle. Okay, those are the four that we feel that there is a difference streaming away or home. Keep that in mind. So for example, Boston is top tier in Fenway, but then average on the road. For Cincy, it's solid. It says second tier at Cincy, but then on the road, it's weak tier. It's the fourth tier. There are only five tiers here. It's amazing to stream teams at Seattle. Of course, we know that one. And of course, Coors, last year it was just average. It wasn't as terrifying as it used to be. While away, it is poor. I do want to note, I have a theory about facing Rocky Road. This is a phrase I have for facing the Rockies offense on the road is just so much worse. It doesn't really go into effect until about a month in the season. Why? Because they haven't been tested against Coors yet. That is, they are used to Coors affecting the baseball coming in, and then on the road, it just looks weird, but they haven't been in Coors yet. So that effect won't really hit them until about about a month long into the season. And it is opening day. I have my streamer record that I always do with PLBot. That is our projection system. If you want that, we have daily and weekly projections powered by PLV, which is different than your standard projections because we include the actual pitches that batters see into our model. And we have Process Plus, this amazing rolling chart that says, hey, look, what pitches have they seen? Are they swinging at pitches that they should swing at? Are they making contact on pitches that they should or not? And are they hitting those pitches hard, more than average for each one of those? And it's incredible. It's based on the pitches that they see. And then we call it Process Plus. It's so cool that Kyle Bland went to Sabre Seminar, applied, and was able to present it. They accepted his application to present at Sabre Seminar, talk to major league clubs about this, who are very interested in it. So you can get access to it, a rolling chart throughout the season and all the Process Plus numbers you want with PL Pro. So definitely go and sign up for that today. You can get 15% off with promo code podcast in capital letters. So let's talk about the streamers for today. Well, we have Zach Wheeler and Paul Skeens and Garrett Crochet and Tarik Skubal. Look, guys, if you have an ace, just start the ace, okay? Logan Gilbert, Cole Reagans, Chris Sale, Blake Snell, Pablo Lopez, Michael King, Logan Webb. You're starting all of those guys. Now, a little more questionable inside that auto start tier, Framber Valdez against the Mets. I know it's Framber Valdez. You're going to do it. But his curveball was the thing that was so good in the second half. And in the spring, his curveball actually hasn't been very good. It's just kind of telling him, like, oh, right, cool. The volatility will likely still be here this year. So good luck. Or obviously, we're going to do it somebody named, whatever. Yusei Kikuchi gets the White Sox. And also, he's going four-seamer slider. We love that. Four-seamer slider Kikuchi is the best Kikuchi. So that's good. I'm just worried about later on when he kind of loses one of the fields, the Angels won't be there to help him. But it's the White Sox, so you go with that. Hunter Green is hosting the Giants. He's looked great in the spring. Justin Steele. Well, he gets Arizona. And that's fine. I don't love the matchup, but fine. Sandy Alcantara is against Pittsburgh. This looks like it should be amazing, except that I don't know how long the Marlins are going to let him go. Like, please just go five at least, if not six. I don't know. I don't think that they're going to let him be unleashed as they want to trade him. It's been so confusing. I can't wait. Carlos Rodon against the Brewers should be fine. Sonny Gray, Freddie Peralta, both have looked really bad this spring. I mean, especially Peralta's last start, and Sonny Gray's down two ticks. But it's the spring. You know, with all these guys, it's just kind of like, I am a little worried, but I'm not going to say it's definitely a problem right now. If you want to be safe in the first weekend, you generally get lower performance across the board the opening weekend of the season, just as a matter of experience here. So maybe you'd want to. It's up to you. I'm just going to go for it because, yeah, it's fantasy baseball. Just have fun, all right? You want to be able to root for these guys. Zach Gallen's also in that auto start tier against the Cubs. I don't love him completely, but whatever. He can go six innings. It'll be fine. He has good defense behind him. You're going to do it. Nathan Eovaldi, I think, is getting overlooked a little bit, generally in drafts, and he gets Boston on the road. It's in Texas. That should be fine. Probable start tier is Zach Eflin against the Jays. I know I don't love Eflin as much as others, but I think that Eflin's mid, and it's just riskier than I would like. Probable start versus questionable start is defined by which one is it leaning closer to. That is, probable start means I'm leaning favorably towards starting, and questionable start means I'm leaning against towards sitting, right? It's not just auto, like, obviously, or do not sell, like, guys really don't do this. So probable start means in most situations I'm still going to start Eflin, but if I had to bench somebody, it's clearly Eflin to me. Luis Severino is going into Seattle. I'm assuming that the park effect is still active, so Severino should have a good situation here. And Clay Holmes, the Adobe, because it's Clay Holmes, is in Houston against the Astros. Are the Astros as terrifying as last year? No Bregman, but Christian Walker should be there, and maybe Altuve isn't as good, but Cam Smith is there. It's not a fun matchup. But Clay Holmes has looked pretty good, and you're going to be excited, and you're going to probably do that. Questionable starts. I don't like Jose Barrios at all this year, of course, because it's the great undulator. The guy goes up and down. You don't know what you're going to get, and I don't know where he's at right now. And it's the Orioles, and that doesn't seem fun, and I'm just not going to do it. Sean Burke is our streamer of the day, the only one I can select. The other one really is Severino's at 27% rostered, and yes, I'm adding rostership into the tables this year, which is pretty cool. So you can check that out on the website. Of course, you know, every day I post this streaming article. Sean Burke against the Angels is a decent stream. It's kind of fun to see, like, hey, is this good? And you'll make that early decision and then you can drop him, right? So that's the only reason I'd really be encouraged to have Sean Burke. And if you have him here, just whatever, just let it go and see how it goes. He was at 94 in the spring, though, and that does surprise me because a guy like Sean Burke, I would think, would actually be at their peak velocity in the spring to prove themselves. You know, they're younger. They're not trying to save bullets as much. They're trying to be like, no, I'm going to be the best I can right now and showcase that early in my career. So I'm a little worried that he's not going to be able to get back up to 96 as we saw last year. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully the slider and curve, which aren't the greatest stuff numbers, are still getting those whiffs. Mackenzie Gore is also in that questionable start tier. He's the last ranked one because we have no do not starts, which is kind of cool. It's opening day. Thank you so much. Mackenzie Gore is a hipster to me. That is a cherry bomb, but not someone you actually want to hold on to. Hipster stands for a headache-inducing pitcher stifling the entire roster. He's going to be good in some games, bad others, and you don't know what to do. And it's the Phillies. And I don't know. Maybe this is a 5.1 innings of 6 strikeouts and 200 runs or something, but it could also be like 4.2 with 4 runs and 3 walks, and it's just really annoying, right? So I don't really want to start Mackenzie Gore if I can avoid it. All right, looking forward to Friday's games. We're going to talk about those after this break. So Friday starts. We have Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Dylan Cease. Ace is going to ace clearly there. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Pepiot, and I have him over Luis Castillo. Maybe I shouldn't, just because Castillo is in Seattle. However, Pepiot gets the Rockies to, yes, I'm just said all those things about Rocky Road not being as big of a thing now, but it's still not that good of an offense. And Ryan Pepiot is just so filthy. I think as from a skill standpoint, I prefer him over Luis Castillo. While Castillo has the athletics, which they don't have like the worst offense out there. So it's a little, you know, I feel like Castillo will go a little bit longer. Then again, he also had diminished velocity this spring. He always is a slow starter. It's just all a little bit like, yeah, we'll see. You have Hunter Brown against the Mets, also an auto start too with Jack Flaherty against the Dodgers. The Dodgers, hopefully everything's fine with Betts and Freeman, and that's okay for them, but they might be a little banged up. That might be a way for Flaherty to have an easier outing here. I think he's just been so good that you got to do it. And with Hunter Brown, I don't love Hunter Brown. I do recognize that he has done well for a while, and the Mets, though, are a scary offense. I was tempted to put both of these into probable start, but I think if you have Hunter Brown, you're going to start Hunter Brown. I hate that my comp for him is Mitch Keller, though, but that's another thing. That's a completely another conversation. I very much hope to be wrong about the Mitch Keller comp for Hunter Brown. Probable start here is Jeffrey Springs. He's actually only 17% rostered, making him the stream pick of the day. Everything I think about with Springs off the field that I don't like, you have Jeffrey Springs going into Seattle, and he went 8 strikeouts and 2 walks in his last start, and his tune-up, we didn't get anything else except the box score. But that kind of showcases, okay, your command is better than it was previously in the spring. As long as you're getting those changeups down, you should be good in this one against Seattle. Kevin Gausman goes against the Orioles, 91% rostered, obviously, and I am fine with it, I guess. I don't really love Kevin Gausman. I don't think he's doing anything different this spring, and the splitter, honestly, is not getting the whiffs that he really needs to still. So I think you're going to be a little bit disappointed. He's kind of a Toby this year. I hope he can make it to Holly territory, being like a 23-24% strikeout rate guy. But I don't really want to buy into it. I think he's too hittable for the most part, but fine. I like this more than Berríos, at least. Questionable starts here, you have Ronaldo Lopez, who has not looked good this spring. Ronaldo Lopez has been at 93 miles per hour in the fastball. And last year, if you remember, none of his secondaries had a 60% strike rate. He was very lucky to have a massive left on base rate as high as he was, and the walk rate was under 8%, which is not what it should have been given his low strike rate. So because of that, going against the Padres, who are a good offense, I am sitting this one out. I am very terrified of this one with Pablo Lopez. Sorry, not Pablo Lopez, Ronaldo Lopez. Tomorrow against the Padres, that's a questionable start. Mitch Keller gets Miami, but it's Mitch Keller. Merrill Kelly has a good defense behind him and is going opposite Jameson Taillon, who also has a good defense behind him. Among the teams that have good defenses, really the Rangers, the Diamondbacks, and the Cubs are the main ones that I think of, like, cool, these are really good offenses that should help their pitchers. Defenses that should help their pitchers. I'm sure there is another one, and one of the things about the whole season is that you got to figure out which teams have the elite defenses, because you'll figure out soon that they will have a sneaky pitcher on that team. It's been Miles Michaelis in the past. It's been Merrill Kelly in the past. It's been Javier Assad in the past. This happens. So it's kind of why I'm a little bit more in on Matthew Boyd. But anyway, this is a matchup that it can go well for them. I don't think that they're all that great. I don't feel like I need to go after Merrill Kelly or Jameson Taillon. Tanner Houck is here. He looked so bad in his last outing in the spring, and it's at Texas, which is a little scary. So I'd prefer not to go with that one. On the other side of it is Jack Leiter, who I mentioned he has a good defense behind him, but he's been more hittable than we've liked. And I'm waiting for that Jack Leiter start where it all comes together. I think it's going to take a little while, as he has an improved arsenal now. He has a sinker for right-handers and changeups for lefties. He also has that slider and curveball to pair with that four-seamer that should be elite and be amazing, but guys are still hitting it, which is weird. And I want to go after Leiter, but at the same time, I feel very scared that this is going to be a hipster situation of just, he should be so good, but is he? Kind of thing, and you're just waiting for it to actually come through. I have those feelings a little bit about Jackson Jobe. Recently, I talked to Eno about Jobe on The Craft yesterday for like 10 minutes. You should definitely listen to that. And it made me more tepid on him because, long story short, the cutter and the curve that have amazing stuff and it looks so good don't have high swing rates, which means they won't have as high swing strike rates as we want. And the high swing rates are on the four-seamer that actually isn't really profiled out to be a massive swinging strike rate pitch or really a whiff pitch. But because of the swing rate, it will be a higher swing strike pitch, right? Kind of like a George Kirby's in that way. So that's not good. And I wonder if Jobe is going to change his approach a bit to make that work well. All right. Anyway, that's Jack Leiter and Jobe. Jobe we won't see until Monday. Actually, on Tuesday. Ugh, it's annoying how long we have to wait for that one. Charlie Morton is also going here at Toronto. I am not a fan of this, but I recognize that there could be a cheap win. So fine, but I don't really want to go after Charlie Morton. In the Do Not Start tier on Friday, you have Tyler McGill at Houston. Don't really want to go with that. I think that Tyler McGill's command is not very good. It has looked a little bit better in the spring, and the stuff on the four-seamer is cool, but he doesn't have the other components really complementing it well. And it's just one of those frustrating guys. I think it's too much of a risk, personally, to start him at Houston. Kyle Freeland at Tampa Bay, not a fun one. You do not want to pitch in Tampa Bay, unlike last year, which was the Trop, which is great. It's George Steinbrenner Field, which is more favorable to hitters. And Kyle Freeland, you can have moments, but no. And Connor Glipsy is starting for the Marlins against the Pirates. You're like, who? Exactly. It's fine. You don't need to do this. He probably won't go five innings. You don't want to start Connor Glipsy. All right, that is it for today. If you want Saturday's streaming rankings, well, you just got to go to the website and have PL Pro. I'm also streaming every single morning, of course, 10 a.m. Eastern time on playback.tv/pitcherlist. Hope to see you guys there and hope to see you later today for opening day. Oh my gosh, I am so excited about this. But that is it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.